I noticed that a lot of people don't understand what they're celebrating when they're celebrating it. I think they're just celebrating things out of tradition and out of habit at this point, especially like, oh, kids are getting candy, kids are dressing up, they're having fun, there's scary things all around. I mean, this is all that they don't understand, that during this day, more supernatural and evil things can exist because the veil between the spiritual world and the physical world is the thinnest at this time of year. And that's why people that are occult and people that like witchcraft and people that practice these pagan things, which Halloween was originally a pagan holiday. Yeah. It was originally a pagan holiday, and
people would dress up as
spirits,
right,
to ward off bad spirits because they wanted to be like these spirits, because there was a trickster spirit that they were aware of, and they didn't know that this trickster is Satan. They didn't have a name for it yet, but they would dress up as spirits, dress up as things that are evil and things that are scary, to be like that, so they would be passed by and not messed with in just having their sanctity. And they would leave out sacrifices, and they would leave gifts, which is kind of where trick-or-treating came from, I believe. That's just me putting things together. But, like, they would sacrifice animals. They would sacrifice people, humans,
for sure,
everything. And just because they were scared, and this is in their head what was going on. This is what they're taught. These spirits exist, and they're coming for them at this time of year.
Right.
Yeah. I believe it's called Samhain, originally.
Samhain, yeah.
Samhain. Halloween. I read that, yeah. Very crazy.
Yeah, I think when it comes to Halloween, too, and I see, like, both sides. Okay, like, it's like an innocent holiday. Kids are going out trick-or-treating, stuff like that. But I also see the other side where it's, like, there's evil, right? There's people dressing up as, like, dark things, and they want to scare each other, cause fear, right? And when I see, look at all these things, right, it's almost like a spiritual warfare that's going on. You can't deny the fact that it's like there's energy, there's good and there's bad, there's negative, there's positive and stuff like that. And it's just during this time of Halloween especially, or just not even Halloween, just in general, it's all about inputs, right? What you input into your mind, what are you letting into your mind? Because a lot of the stuff that we input, whether that be from music, whether that be television, whether that be anything, it all just gets digested, whether we are conscious of it or not. And that can manifest itself out physically later on and stuff like that. So when it comes to seeing scary things, demonic things, or even sexual things or things like that on social media, especially, it can be really bad and harmful for children too, because it's like there are those times when I even read this today, those children when they're like younger than like 12 or so, like they're in a state of their minds, like they let anything into the subconscious mind.
That's how I know.
No, it's from like before 10 years old, like their mind is open to, their subconscious mind is open to getting digested with, like, by anything, right? So it's like a little kid, like he's going out, he's dressed up as Spider-Man, he goes to get the treats, and then he sees like someone dressed up as like a demon, right? And it's like he's actually just terrified. Like, I remember Halloween, like I would be terrified of certain things and stuff like that. And I wouldn't like look back at it and say it's like, oh, it was kind of fun. It was kind of scary, and I would feel darkness and stuff like that. Like, I've had moments in my life where I would feel a presence of evil or darkness, and it's just like whether you believe in God or not, or Satan, whatever, it's just like I can't deny the fact that it's like through my experience, like I felt dark. Like, I felt low vibration, I felt fear and stuff like that. And for that to be centered around a holiday like Halloween, like, yeah, it might look innocent, it might not, whatever it is, it's just not really good inputs.
You mentioned vibration, and I think that's a very key thing to mention. And also, when you're talking, you made me think everything has been normalized over time. Things have been normalized, and things have been, like, justified over time. Things that are evil or things that are bad, they have So Halloween's fun. It's a good thing. It's good to celebrate these evil things. They're not evil or bad or scary or something that would be considered scary, but the energy of that this time of year and that day, like, you should be actually protecting yourself, not feeling like it's not a big thing or it's a good thing. Like, oh, I'm gonna dress up, get candy, go around. And then, like, I equate this day with happiness and good rather than maybe I should be kind of being in, like, prayer and thought instead of being out in the atmosphere of the supernatural, in which all these witches and warlocks and people that practice the occult use to their advantage, because all that energy is around and these kids are soaking it up without even noticing. Mm-hmm. And they're ignorant to the fact, and that's evil plays on ignorance because it doesn't want you to know it exists, and that's one of the biggest things, man.
I was gonna bring that up too, and especially because it's like it comes down to awareness, right? Like Halloween, if you just kind of logically look at it, it's like, okay, it might be okay, kids are hot, like I said, dressing up Halloween, mm-hmm. looks really innocent. When you're a child, right? Like, when you like think and stuff like that, it's like, okay, evil, okay, demons, okay, bad energy sometimes, right? It's like, what are we really doing here? What is the origin? Like, I really still don't know what the origin of Halloween is really about and why it's like an actual holiday and stuff like that. I mean, you said it's pagan, right?
Especially in, why is it a holiday in our nation that was like founded on like Christian values, man? Like, it's like, how did this become a holiday in our nation? Because it's just not even part of the values of our nation, but yet it's here now and it's completely looked upon as normal. But so is a lot of other evils in this world right now. Because like I said, I think things that shouldn't be over time just creep in and they baby step to the point where you don't notice that these things are happening. And I think that's happening in culture and in the world in many different ways. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely one of them.
I feel like a good way to kind of, because this is a podcast about improving yourself and about how can you just get better in life, et cetera, like all aspects, seeking your potential, seeking purpose, et cetera. And the reason we bring up Halloween, it's not to just bash on it, it's not just because of anything like that. It's because it goes just beyond Halloween. It goes into what social media has to play in our lives about the messages that they put out there. Like, I can go on Instagram and see someone die, like literally get stabbed. I've seen someone get shot on Instagram, blood, everything. And I felt dark, right? Oh, yeah. And it can get as far as that. And the reason that I really want to bring this up on this podcast too is because it's like, you need to really learn how to protect yourself out there, your energy, right? Because your energy is so important. You're not just a physical being, you have energy, and you can't deny that, because it's like, you walk in a room, like when Christian came in, we were all light. I felt lighter. I felt happy. I felt joyful. I felt like I was full of energy. But then I've had moments, like even like last week, like I'm unmotivated. I'm tired. I have to do some 75 hard shit and I have to film a video and I just don't really feel like doing it. I feel tired, whatever. And it's like, I could either listen to that or not, but it's a spiritual warfare. It's all energy. Like, do I listen to that energy? Do I listen to the feeling or not? And so even with Halloween, like kids and stuff like that, like they're not aware. They're not aware of energy. They're not aware of like what this stuff can do down the line and stuff like that. And when you're a kid, like under 10 years old, it's easy to get traumatized, right? It's easy to, I'm not saying Halloween's traumatizing or anything like that. I'm sure Halloween is really good for a lot of people, and that's a really good thing.
It's easier to have something imprinted on your brain in your youth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if something traumatizes you or affects you in a deep way, it sticks into your subconscious more, even as you grow up, even if you're not thinking about it on the forefront of your brain, it like subliminally stays in the back, and it might kind of manifest in the ways that you react to things later in life.
Yeah. And when you push things in your subconscious mind that you're not aware of, especially bad things, it comes out in projections. It comes out when you're mindless. When you're mindless, right? That's the time for your subconscious mind, especially bad things like your dark side, to come out and project itself out on the people. And what that simply is just signs that, hey, there's something back there that you haven't taken care of. It's like you've left like a trash bag in like your room, and like you close the door and like it just now smells, and now it's like you're down the hall and like you smell it. You smell the trash bag, and It's just like, you're out, you gotta take the trash out, right? You don't know where the trash is. The room is dark. Open the door, go in, like, and then go take the trash out, right? It's the same with your subconscious mind.
It's just, don't you wish there's so much, don't you wish you could clean your subconscious mind as easy as it is to clean physical trash in this world?
Dude, man, the thing is, right, like, I'm looking at that type of stuff as well. It's like cleaning your subconscious mind. It's like, it's not as hard as you think it is, but it just takes awareness, right? Mm-hmm. But most of this world is all about stimulation. It's all about this thing, this trend, this holiday.
Especially nowadays, it's all about instant gratification and like being mindful and mindless. That's like a huge thing. That's what I was talking about earlier. Everybody's just ignorant to the fact of a lot of things, and they just kind of blah-de-da-de-da mosey on their day. And if you're ignorant to the fact of things, you can't bring them to the attention of other people to be able to help them. You can't react to it yourself. You let things fly right by your face. So being mindful is a really important thing, especially in this day and age. And I think all trends and all things social media and all things of this world are trying to make you
pull you away from purpose, pull you away from something beyond.
Yep. Just, they're trying to make
spiritual warfare.
Why is this life turning into an amalgamation of fleeting moments for no reason?
It's weird and
no substance.
Yeah, exactly. And 2 years ago when I was a degenerate, even 3 years ago when I started getting to that type of stuff, I was ignorant. I was ignorant because I wasn't aware that I wasn't thinking about my future. All I was looking forward to was fun. I was like, I was just like a feather in the wind. The next weekend, the next drink. Who am I texting next? Who's the next girl that's going to give me attention? Those types of things. And it's like, same thing with like holidays. It can be like this, like Halloween. It's like, oh, Halloween, dress up. Who you could dress up as? Oh, haunted house. Oh, scary this, scary that. And it's like you walk through life where you're just like la-di-da-di-da, and you could fall into a trap, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where the Satan comes in. When you're ignorant, you fall into a trap, right? You're so easy to manipulate, like a carrot on a stick and stuff. And when I was a degenerate, that's all I fell into. I didn't really believe in God. I didn't believe in good and evil and stuff like that. But deep down in my heart, I was just like, this can't,
you fell it off.
This can't be like right. Like, I wouldn't want to sit down with myself and actually think, because it's hard to, after doing all those things, being ashamed of myself. I didn't want to be ashamed of myself. So what I would do is keep scrolling, wait for the next weekend, the next day at school, I have a next test, etc. I get distracted, whatever. And I'm just floating again.
Anything to distract from that feeling in the pit of your stomach, knowing that you're not doing truly what you're supposed to do, or truly what you're supposed to think about, or just taking care of what you need to take care of, because you just want another instant dopamine hit from this devil world that we live in.
Yeah, exactly. And even when we talk about sports too, it's like I'd be down to play soccer, watch soccer, even like I have my preferences of watching sports and stuff like that, but it can be a distraction as well. A lot of things can it's entertainment, like the anime shows I watch, whatever it is. Oh, the next series came out, or the next show came out, this and this and that. It's like these things can be such big distractions. But distraction from what, right? Something cannot be a distraction that's pulling you away from something. But what is that something? That's what? Your purpose in life. Most people don't want to face a purpose. It's like, oh no, like I don't want to think about that, right? It's something like, it's almost like a big responsibility that people are not willing to respond to.
Dude, that's crazy that you say that. I think back in the day, before there was as many distractions as there is in this modern world, it was a lot easier to find a purpose. And like, that's why like it was like people lived in towns and like villages where everybody relied on themselves. Like, yo, the baker's down the street, the farmer's up here, the lady that takes care of everybody's kids at her house while everybody goes to work is over here. And like, everybody had a purpose and was happy, and like it was like blah, blah, blah. I feel like we're trying to automate jobs. I think humans are trying to make it so they can just relax. And I think they're going to find a huge, that's why depression wasn't a thing before like the 1970s. You know what I mean? Before they started making mental health and stuff, like people were just like melancholy or they were sad. Like I think the more free time and empty time that you have, which technology is giving the people, and you don't make the conscious effort to fill it with things of substance and self-betterment, I think it's really affecting a lot of souls in this world in a horrible way.
Like, yeah.
I've seen that people in my family where they just will not, they cannot break free of this mental cycle that they're stuck in. And just like, and like you said, even if they see their purpose, it's almost like there is such a hesitation to grab it because you know you're going to have to work to get to where you need to be. And the more you don't do this work, the more the mountain that you need to climb looks higher and higher, bro.
Yeah.
I think that's affecting people heavy lately.
Yeah, it makes sense.